So the Breeding Way CIP is a European Innovation Partnership project, and we're working across Ireland on the protection of vulnerable wader birds. So it's species like lapwing, oyster catcher, ring plover, and altogether 10 of them. And we're very active in Donegal as well. So we do have core breeding areas in Donegal, and one of them is Torrey Island. And Torrey Island is quite special because, amongst other species, we also have Dunlin, which has become very rare in Ireland. So there's only about 25 pairs left altogether. And at the moment, so we've been working with the community on Torrey just to develop a plan for the island and the protection of wader birds. And at the moment, we're looking to consult the community if they would be okay with us to do some of the capital actions, amongst them temporary fencing. So we've trialed temporary fencing in other areas. It is a very good tool to protect the birds during the breeding season, which is March to end of July. And the aim really is to protect the birds from disturbances like dogs and walkers, just to give them their best chance, really, and give them space to, you know, have their breeding cycle and have the chicks fledge as well. So at the moment, we're looking at some of these capital actions and would love to hear from the community, obviously.
Yes, there are expressions of interest or an invitation for the expression of interest from private landowners. Is collaboration with people and using that private land key for the project?
It is private land. We work on all areas, really, all the birds. Some of the land we work on is state-owned. Some of it is privately owned. Some of it is farmed. Some of it is commonage. So on Torrey Island, we have a lot of commonage. And we have created commonage farm plans with the community last year already. So we do have a few landowners already working with us, but we're just looking to expand it and really make sure that whatever we do on the island is, you know, in agreement with the community needs first, because we just don't want to do something that might upset the community or might just not work. And also, we would like to introduce any measures can be long-term taken care of by community themselves as well.
And ultimately, what do you hope to come from the call that was put out yesterday?
So what we would like to see is possibly additional landowners who might be interested to join the project. We do have a mechanism via farm plans to work with this with landowners who are farming but also not farming, so it's both. But we would also like to hear back from the community in terms of capital actions. So things like temporary fencing, for example, we'd just like to hear from the community how they see it, how they view it, if they agree with it, and if there's any improvements or any changes we need to make it workable for Torrey Island.